Hello, I'm Allie Arabino. I went to Florence fall 2022, and I'm telling my story to Leah.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so my story takes place the end of September. My roommates and I were going to Paris, and we were flying from the Florence airport to directly to Paris. And we were flying out on a Thursday night. We didn't have classes on Friday, so we were flying out on a Thursday night. We're supposed to have like a late evening flight. I think it was like 8 p.m. or something. So we got to the airport. It was me and my four roommates. There was five of us. And we, our flight got delayed like twice. And then eventually it got canceled. And by this point it was like midnight, and we were flying there, and we were meeting, one of our friends from Ireland, and then my Elon roommate from Copenhagen. Like, we were all flying in, and so everything just got all messed up. And so it was literally midnight in Florence, and they canceled our flight. And I mean, we were 6 hours ahead in Florence, and so it was like 6 p.m. at home. And thank God my mom is like so helpful and like so knowledgeable about flights and stuff. And so I'm having like a panic attack because everyone's like, we're gonna rebook and like pay for a new flight. And I'm like, no, we're not gonna do that. Like, they canceled on us for no reason. Like, they have to rebook us, right? You know? And I'm like, it's their fault. And all my roommates are like, well, we're gonna miss the trip. Like, let's all just like spend another $200 on flights. I'm like, no, like, we should not do that. And I'm like, my mom's gonna like try to figure it out. My mom got us all rebooked. It was like Air France. Like, she called this like international number or something. My mom got on the phone with Air France, got us all rebooked on this 6 a.m. flight out of Rome, like the next morning.
Okay.
So we had to get from Florence to Rome now, because we're at the Florence airport and it's like midnight. So we take the little tram from the airport back to like the city center of Florence. And then we walked to the train station, bought a train ticket, went to Rome. Now it's like 1 a.m. We get to Rome, the Rome airport, at like 2 a.m. or so. It's like sketchy, scary, like weird homeless people outside. We get into the airport. We slept on the airport floor for about two and a half hours. Like, we fully were like laying down.
Right.
And then we finally got on our plane for our 6 a.m. flight. And so we finally like take off, and we're like, how much worse can it be, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we get there, we land in Paris, and like everything's great. We go to our Airbnb. We're like, oh, it's like kind of like skeevy and like kind of like dirty a little bit. And like, I get really like grossed out by hair, and there was like hair on the bed. I was like, okay. So yeah. So, okay. We were like not letting it run the trip. So then we go out, like, we climbed the Eiffel Tower, we did all this stuff. It was so much fun, like, such a beautiful city. We went to the Louvre, we got to see, like, so much stuff. And then we were going to go out at night. We were going to go watch the Eiffel Tower sparkle, because it sparkles, like, every hour. We were going to go watch it sparkle with, like, bottles of wine, and then we were going to go to this club. And we're running late, like, we're running behind, and it's the last chance for us to see the Eiffel Tower sparkle, because I think the last chance is like 11 p.m. So we're running behind, and we're like, we're gonna miss it. We're running through the metro so we can get on the train that's taking us to the Eiffel Tower. And I somehow, you know, like the little like turntable things, you like scan your ticket and you like go right through the turntable. I somehow like catapulted myself over it. Like, I think it was locked, and I like tried to go over it and like spin through it. I don't know, I somehow like flipped over it, and like my head went first, and my feet were like up in the air, and my head hit the ground.
Oh my god.
My head like smacked against the concrete floor. I'm holding my open wine bottle. I'm like in the air. Miraculously, none of it spilled.
There you go.
But I smacked my head so bad. I was like seeing stars. It hurt so bad. I was crying. Like, everyone's running. Like, literally, I think like one of my friends stopped for me. Everyone was running to try to get on the train, and I'm like, oh my god, I think I just concussed myself. So we go see the Eiffel Tower sparkle, whatever. I don't go to the club. I decide that's not in the cards for me. I can't go. I'm going to have like a seizure, like naturally, right, from the club music, right? So I'm like, okay, guys, like, I'm not going to the club. Me and my roommate go back to our Airbnb. Like, we went to bed and everything. So then the next day, it was like our last day. We did like a food tour. We did all this fun stuff. And then we were getting the like bus thing to take us to the airport. And this woman was like staring at us, and she said something like, do you love me? And to one of my friends, and we were like, what? What did she just say? And she's like staring at us, and she's like, do you love me? And her phone kept ringing on, it was like silent on the bus, and her phone kept ringing on like full blast, and she'd answer it and start speaking in French. Like, all this weird stuff. We were like, something's off about this lady. We get off the bus. It like, we're about to get off at the airport, and she's like, I follow you, like, I go where you go, like, where are we going? And we were like, what? And she's like speaking like broken English to us, and we don't speak French. I'm like, we go. And I'm like motioning, I'm like, we go, you like, no, like, you stay or something. And I'm like, we're like going inside the airport. She's following us. Every time we'd stop, she would stop. When we at one point we were running through the airport to try to ditch this lady. And she was following us. And she had us like cornered at one point. Like we got separated our groups. We were legit like cornered in the corner at one point. We fully ran up to the like security guards of the airport and we were like, help, like we need help. This woman is crazy. They let us get in the security line and they fully like held her back. Like physically.
Gosh.
There was something off about her. I have no idea. So, yeah, so we were all, like, I can see the time on here. We're good. We were all, like, disheveled about that. We were, like, that was so strange. Like, let's just get back, like, whatever. So we're, like, on the airplane. I think we're at the gate, maybe. And our friend got a notification that we got fined for 999 euros from Airbnb for damage to the Airbnb that was already there that we just, like, didn't think to take a picture of. So they charged us that. But we disputed it and, like, never actually had to pay it. But they tried to charge us.
That's 999 euros. Amount yeah. to charge.
Yeah. So that was, like, the trip from hell.
Yay, Paris.
Yay, Paris. Went in Paris. But we had macaroons and got to see the Eiffel Tower. So it made it all better.
Did you get to see it sparkle?
We did. We did get to see it sparkle.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
There you go.
Yeah. So that was my story.